Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Under the chapter of what permits ghibat, ghibat we explain is to speak about something that your brother dislikes in his absence, and then we did the various reasons wherein ghibat, what was normally known as ghibat, now becomes permissible. And now Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prove this. So the hadith that we did yesterday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a man requested permission to come and see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him permission, he is an evil person of the tribe. So ulama explained the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, and it's a lesson for us, that you'll get somebody that is a zimidar person, a person that is responsible, a little bit of a higher ranking person, and people will come and they'll frequent him, and because of the interaction that people have with him, people draw opinions of the people that are visiting. In other words, you may have a pious person, a buzruh, and people are visiting him, frequenting him. So people will say that this man, we know him, he's a good man. They'll draw an opinion, he's a good man. Why? Because we see him keeping ta'alluq with this buzruh. We see him keeping ta'alluq, he's keeping some relationship, he is going and meeting him. So therefore we see this person to be a good person. They draw an opinion already of that person. And if that person is really an evil person, that good opinion can now have a problem. Especially when it is a zimidar person, a person who is being visited is a person of authority, a person that is recognized in society for his piety, a person that is known to be a straight person, and those that are coming now to frequent him, if he doesn't clarify the situation, many people can go into a doubt, and it can affect either their deen or it can even affect their dunya. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified the issue and said, now give him permission to come. Give him permission, and then he warned Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that this person is an evil person. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi used this to prove the permissibility of speaking ill of the person who is of corruption or people of doubt. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma adhunnu fulanan wa fulanan ya'rifani min deenina shay'a. Rawahu al-Bukhari qala, قال الليث بن سعد أحد رواة هذا الحديث هذان الرجلان كانا من المنافقين. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I do not think that so and so and so and so, two people, I do not think that such and such or so and so and so and so know anything of our religion. Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'd was one of the narrators of this hadith. He said that these two people were hypocrites. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be informed. A hypocrite is a person whose outward condition is showing something else, inward condition is showing something else. Very dangerous person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala would inform Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam who was the hypocrite. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then inform the ummah. So therefore, yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informing about these two people specifically. So therefore, the narrator of the hadith, Layth rahmatullah alayhi, he's saying that these two people were hypocrites. So how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inform the people? In a very beautiful way. He says, I do not think that so and so and so and so. He mentioned the two people's names, and he mentioned they know anything of our religion. As far as deen is concerned, these people do not know anything. So here it is mentioned that it is permissible to make people aware of the hypocrites so that the former do not fall prey to the latter's dangerous plots. In our time and age, we don't know who's hypocrites, but from the outward signs or from the signs, we can make out who is a dangerous person. And those people, as I mentioned, that are zimidar, that are in authority, they should do this. This is their job. That they should inform and warn the people and be careful of such and such a person, especially when he is frequenting gatherings of those people that are in responsible, those people that are in a zimidari position, those people that are known for their recognition in society, those pious people. Now nobody should fall prey or become victim to thinking that these people are good people because they are visiting. So those people that are in this position should make it clear what their satis and be careful. That this person, although he's coming, then just be careful of him. Or just be aware of this person's condition. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making abal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil